This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder. Another world, another time. This land was green and good until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
So, a lot of people want to see Israel blown up. A lot of liberals, a lot of right-wingers. Well, you might get your chance here real soon. At least carved up, and you're gonna get carved up, too, and you're going to get more George Soros, more Hillary, more Obama. See, all the geopolitical connections they claim are going on, it's much more complex. It's layer upon layer, group upon group. A whole bunch, like six different combine groups in Israel. A bunch of different subgroups over here. Everybody just dumbs it down to this group against that group, or Mexicans against the white people, or white people against the black people. It's all idiocy. When any of us lose rights, we all lose rights. We're all under globalist attack. Matt Bracken's joining me at the bottom of the hour. I'm about to go back to your calls. Here's the former Navy SEAL and author that just keeps saying he's looking for a grid down false flag. Well, now they claim the Russians tried to bring the grid down last week. The story was a hoax, but it came out of the mouth of Surin. It came out of the Washington Post, meaning they're preparing the public for a grid down. This just took us to DEFCON 2.
I'm worried about some hackers, you know, could be Russia, but we won't be able to prove it. Turning our lights out. Our cities are time bombs. Without electricity, our cities are as vulnerable as if they were.
I'll say it again. The Russians have said they don't want to do that. It's the globalists that are the masters of this. They put everything in. They've got the kill switches. The number one suspect is the Obama types. That if they can't control it all, they want to burn it down. Obama told Africans, you can't have credit cards. You can't have credit cards. You can't have cars. You can't have air conditioning. They're already telling us. Go ahead, Matt.
But Russia will be the boogeyman, just like with the election. That was another tell. That was another giveaway.
They're preparing them to be the boogeyman in the future, saying if there's ever a cyber attack, we're going to blame Russia.
The Russians did it, just like they stole the election from poor Hillary. So yeah, no matter who it is, it's almost sure that whatever the fingerprints are on the mission will be false fingerprints.
That's right. You know, let's take a call.
They used a Cyrillic keyboard. It wasn't the Russians. You know, for sure. But we won't know. We'll be debating years later who killed the power.
It's
but
an
it
incredible
matter.
Time, Matt. Matt Bracken is our guest. Matt Bracken, stay right there. Again, is it better for people to visit your website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, or the Gates of Vienna?
.com. I just post some of my short stories are posted on Gates of Vienna. You can look for me
there. Stop right there. We got Vlad in Alabama holding a bunch of others. I'm gonna really be a good boy now. Go to your calls. Bam, bam, bam. As soon as we come back from break, but I don't want to cut you short. So, Hans, stay there. I'm going to take Hans, Andy, Vlad, Don, and Phillip's calls all in the next 12-minute segment. I'll give you each about 2 minutes, so be ready. I'm going to go right to you. And, yes, if you're a new listener, I am genuinely controlled hysteric right now. And, by the way, in a bad situation, I'm very calm and very focused. It's that I'm letting myself get hysterical on air because I'm trying to get people out of their stayed, learned helplessness, Stockholm syndrome. I know I keep going back to that, but I genuinely am on fire right now. I'm on fire right now. Concerned about the country and the world, not just intellectually, what I'm seeing. My gut, that is never wrong, is on fire. I am on fire. Like I say, like when I worry about globalists or pick up on something and get that tingle in your stomach, intuition, it's like a flamethrower is shooting right through the middle of me right now, okay? I mean, I could barely even be on air. I'm sweating in a 65-degree studio because this is so epic. It's so huge. It's so real. And you've seen time and time again when I say get ready for all hell to break loose, it does. But everybody else can feel it. Anthony Gucciardi called me yesterday, and he goes, do you feel it? It was about 2 o'clock. And I was in my car driving back to the office, and I said, yeah, I feel it. It's horrible. And he goes, yeah, they're not going to give up, are they? They're going to go for it all. I go, no, they're going to go for it all. They're going to arrest Trump. They're going to go after Israel. And sure enough, man, it's all happening. They've SWAT team Benjamin Netanyahu
if you just tuned in, and he's, oh, good, he's corrupt. I read it on message boards. Ooh, good. Kill the Jews. Ooh, that's so fashionable.
You're nothing but brainwashed by the Islamicists.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require and are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Of the New World Order. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, Matt Bracken's going to be hosting the fourth hour, former Navy SEAL bestselling author. Last week he was on, the day before they launched the fake cyber attack that they said the Russians launched on a Vermont power plant trying to bring down the East Coast. He said that that's what he'd look for, and then we had a back and forth discussion about how it would be blamed on the Russians. And then it hit me today, they're doing that to test float the idea, because I went back and looked this morning, they've never come out and said they thought the Russians would hit our power grid. They're now floating that idea ahead of that as the perfect scenario to block Trump at his inauguration, but also blame him. We'll talk to Matt Bracken in about 25 minutes. Briefly, free shipping store-wide, I'm just extending it through Wednesday. People love it so much. At the end of the year, we have to get rid of all of our inventory by December 31st, we have a few days. And most of the nutraceuticals and T-shirts and other things have sold out. We've got more coming in the next few weeks. But a lot of it's sold out. We still have 30% off Super Male Vitality. We still have 30% off Super Female Vitality, 33% off Brain Force, our nootropic, and so many others. But they are selling out, and it could be months until some of the other items come back in. So thank you all for your support. Take advantage of store-wide free shipping and some of the biggest specials in our history at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Hans in Pennsylvania, thanks for holding her on the air.
Yes, good afternoon. I haven't heard anybody bring this up yet, but I think President Trump is going to be most vulnerable to assassination while he's standing at the podium on January 20th. With all the technology that's out there, they could fly a drone in, or God knows what else they could do to take him out. And I'm hoping that Secret Service will be looking up in the sky as well as in their immediate area there during this, or even consider doing the inauguration at a more secure, non-public
location. Well, notice Trump says he's doing it real fast to get back to the country's work and not have pomp and circumstance. He knows. He wants to go into the White House bunker. In fact, I can tell people this just because it's already known by the enemy. Trump is going to go immediately into the White House bunker, just so everybody knows. Okay, and I'm going to stop right there. He understands what's going on. That's how they know, too. He understands America's on its deathbed. They have DOD, my friend. And again, I'm not saying something the enemy doesn't know. They're going to have the highest tech anti-aircraft missiles on top. Our military already pulled out from Obama 5 years ago. Our military has already knows that this isn't our government. That's why they leaked all the info. So the good news I'm telling you, brother, is yes, he is massively defended. They may try a frontal assault claiming corruption, you name it, and come arrest him, is what I'm telling you. Look at Benjamin Netanyahu. Don't you see how the two things are tied together?
My concern is for them to take something like a stupid quad rotor and just fly it right in there and blow him up with while he's right at the podium there.
Put a jihadi that's a helicopter pilot in a helicopter full of C4.
Well, no, even like a quad rotor. If you look on YouTube, there's a video there, quad rotor.
No, I know, but they've got programs that block those and jamming signals for drones. I mean, I think it could be somebody in a hijacked aircraft that's running. You know, non-high-tech, non-digital analog systems.
I don't think he should give them even 1 second of exposure, because if he does, they may decide to try and use it.
I know, and they'll say, oh, look, he's hiding. I don't think it's hiding when you're the top general and they're shooting at you, but George Washington led from the front. Here's the deal. Is anybody bored right now? I mean, is anybody bored?
Those that are ignorant.
Yeah, but I mean, is this not an incredible time to be alive, Hans?
It's absolutely amazing. I can't believe this stuff that's going on. It's mind-boggling.
God bless you, sir. And I can't believe how the general public comes up and asks me stuff like, oh, have you seen the new Hawaii Five-O episodes? I'm like, I actually like Hawaii Five-O. Yeah. I don't have time to watch it, though, because, you know, I'm in the, you know, it's just, and I'm not putting people down. It's so epic. No, I don't know who's in the playoffs. I'm not against football. It's just the real playoff for the future of the world's going on right now, baby. And it's not like we're getting conquered by folks that are just a different group. Then I wouldn't be fighting so hard. The globalists are bad people. I could see them and feel them coming 25 years ago. And now they're here. And man, do they stink. Thank you, Hans. Let's talk to Vlad in Alabama. Vlad, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex. First, I'd like to actually say thank you for what you're doing, because honestly, I don't think many of us are going to be able to hear you here in the very near future. I honestly believe that they're either going to take you out or you're going to get murdered, same way as Trump. Reasoning that I'm calling is my personal view on what I think is going to be happening. And like I said, they're either going to shut InfoWars down, they're going to take you out, they're going to either have Trump assassinated during the inauguration or right before or right afterwards. They're not going to let him be president very long. And personally, as a long-haul truck driver, at this point, I'm considering quitting my job, going home, finding something to do locally, because I don't think that, you know, even something, what I'm doing, I don't think any of this is going to last very much longer, not even more than a month.
I was about to say, I was going to be going on the road the next few days and going and having some meetings and things, and I'm just going to leave it at that. I'd imagine the media could put two and two together, and I'm just not even leave, just because, but then I don't need to warn people in person, put it that way.
Yeah, I mean, I'm at the point to where I just know that this is...
Yeah, this isn't about pomp and circumstance, exactly. Like I've already... I'm not going to even get into it. The point is, this is so serious. I'm like, I can do more here. I don't need to even go have somebody pat me on the head and say thank you. I mean, you know what I mean? I mean, I'm so in the bunker at this point that I don't even care about meeting with the president. I'm sorry, just go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, like, with me, it's, you know, quote, you know, staying in the bunker. For me, all of what I have, like my family, everyone else is back in Washington State. I'm currently 2,500 miles away from the only form of protection that I have, you know, my weapons, my gear, everything that I have, everything that I need to help my family stay protected is, you know, thousands of miles away. My family's thousands of miles away.
Well, there's no mistake. This is the most dangerous time and the time America could fall forever. We were partially captured. The most dangerous time getting the face sucker off is when you're cutting it loose. And so we are in the most dangerous point in our 244-year history. It is happening. I'm getting chills right now. It is happening right now. I wouldn't want you to lose your job, but I would tell you, if you took a week off around the inauguration, that'd be a smart time to be back with your family. Because if we make it through this, we go from just sudden death over time, edge of your seat, hair standing up on end, to just major crisis, which I just want to get out of this crisis. I don't want to. I wasn't going to be here today. I was going to be on a hunting trip months ago with my family, but I had to. I'm not bitching. I can't do anything anymore because it's too epic. I feel guilty when I'm not doing it. Not because I'm a goody two-shoes. When someone is politically on top of us, breaking our nose, gouging our eyeballs out politically, we've got to fight back, brother.
Yeah, I mean, you have a really good point there. You make a lot of really good points. It's just what I'd like to tell everyone else, and there's probably millions upon millions of people listening at this point, is make sure that whatever you're doing, you do it now. Up first and foremost, make sure that you get right with God. Because if you don't have that, nothing else, everything else is going to fall apart.
Exactly. You know what? That's the takeaway today. Get right with God. If America was right with God, we wouldn't be in this position. And we're trying to get right now. And the frickin' devil doesn't want us to get loose, does he?
Nope.
Anything else? I was interrupting you.
I mean, honestly, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. Because there's millions upon millions of people listening. Those that have the information, they need to leak everything right now, like you were saying. Because we only have just over 2 weeks. Everyone else that they're not necessarily sure if God exists. They may be agnostic. They may be Buddhist. They may be whatever they are. They need to come to the realization that the only way that they're going to make it out of this, the only way they're going to make it any further past what they see with our flesh eyes, is if they get right with Jesus Christ. The other thing that I'd like to say is, whatever you're doing physically here on Earth, you need to speed it up. You need to ramp everything 100 times over. Get everything squared away like right now, not next month. Not 2 weeks from now. Do it right now. Do it today. Do everything that you can now, because you may not have another option.
Well said. You know, there's a new Washington Post article by their editor saying Trump reading InfoWars can tank markets, start wars, basically. Well, we put that headline back up. They're getting ready to tank the markets. They're raising interest rates to tank the markets. They're getting ready to knock out the power grid. They're going to blame Trump. They're going to blame the Russians. Everything they blame us of is what they're really planning. And Washington Post editor, Trump reading InfoWars can tank markets, invite incursions. Why do you think Trump reads InfoWars? Let me just go ahead and tell the mainstream media, because they don't seem to figure it out. It's not just Flynn that listens and reads InfoWars. It's all of them dummies. I'm not bragging. And by the way, the generals don't learn anything from me. There's only a couple websites like WorldNet Daily, DrugsReport.com, Breitbart, and InfoWars that they can go read that they know are real. You understand that, dumbass? Excuse me. The New World Order, and I get really angry. The generals all listen stupid. The foreign governments listen stupid. Because they know we know what we're talking about. We're dead on. I don't say that from some ego perspective. I wish I was wrong. The point is, we've got the enemy blueprints. We're on air trying to rally America to wake up. Of course, generals hear Paul Revere screaming 10 miles away and go, yeah, yeah, he's got it. That's it. We're not heroes, folks. We just hate George Soros. He's out to get us. And the call is right. We're not going to be here soon the way they're moving. I mean, I got calls from high-level people about 3 weeks ago. And they said, I don't know what, we're going to skip this break so I go to the calls. They said, Alex, I don't know what you've done to Nancy Pelosi's daughter, but Nancy Pelosi's having hearings right now behind closed doors and wants the Justice Department to trump all this stuff up and come arrest you. The next day, I got another call. If you ever wonder if you can believe Larry Nichols, I got this from somebody in New York. Larry Nichols calls up from Arkansas and goes, Alex, I don't know what you did, but I just talked to Sessions' number one guy.
And Sessions is figuring out what he can do because they know you're a test case for everybody. It's not they don't love you, but they realize it's a test case for everybody. This bill, they want to ban the media. You heard about that? Well, they want ahead of that bill to have the case point be you, and they're going to claim you're hiring insurrections and want Nancy Pelosi's daughter killed. Have you heard about this, Alex? And I went, no, I've been exposing her without even saying anything violent, wanting to have the electors turn against Trump. So then she goes on Fox that night and goes, Alex Jones wants to be killed. I'm scared. I remember we played. And I was like, oh, my God. I mean, I believe the New York source that called me from Trump Tower. I believe the other sources. But then when you're watching it the next night and she's on TV going, help me. Alex Jones is going to kill me. Oh, I mean, you know, looking to see if it's having an effect. And the fucking Cavuto, you want me dead too. Cavuto's like, that's ridiculous. What the hell are you talking about? I mean, Nancy Pelosi is so crazy that she's strutting around in front of Loretta Lynch, literally in a meeting with her, going, my daughter has death threats, and Alex Jones is dangerous, and he wants her dead, and I want him arrested. These people are crazy. They're nuts. So, no, do you think I get a power trip with that going on? It's almost the opposite of a power trip. I want oxygen. I want them out of my life. I want them from on top of my chest, off of me. They're like spiritual succubus. But that shows how weird, I mean, Pelosi's never killed anybody personally. Pelosi couldn't fight her way out of a wet paper bag. But she's in charge of rogue intelligence agencies and big money and foreign groups that are so freaked out and so pissed, they're psychosomatically looking for some way to get wound up and crazy enough. You know how a woman will do, especially a woman if they're nuts, to launch some purge on the media, and they're in there barking at the Justice Department. Loretta Lynch, after 2 days, said, no, we're not doing it. Well, of course you're not doing it. Everybody knows I'm not calling for violence. But they passed the bill. So that's what I'm telling you. They're coming. They're crazy. And they're led by some 75-year-old woman with a bunch of Botox who's clearly on a bunch of psychotropic drugs, looks nuttier than Carrie Fisher. God rest her soul. Nothing against Carrie Fisher, but take one look at her. I said, is she mentally ill? Everybody said, oh, you don't know? And I went and Googled it and found out how freaking nuts she was. Well, you look at Nancy Pelosi, that's a crazy woman. With John McCain, take one look at John McCain. That guy's completely insane. They call him Insane McCain. He wants war with Russia. These people are crazy. I'm going to settle down. We're going to recap all the Bracken coming up, but they basically moved forward to start the proceedings for the indictment and arrest. That's in the news of Benjamin Netanyahu before Trump gets in. And I told you last week, I said, and you don't say I told you because I'm going to be a big shot. I told you, if the canary in the coal mine falls over dead, get out. If your smoke alarm goes off at 3 a.m. and there's thick smoke, get on the ground and crawl out of the house. Your house is on fire. It's not like I told you the smoke detector went off. I told you they went after Netanyahu that we were in trouble because I'm so smart. It's me begging. I told you next, if they go after the Israeli leadership that sided with the United States against the globalist takeover, I told you. I mean, it's not that Israel's perfect, but the end of America is about to happen, and right-wing Jews are siding with the U.S., folks. That's the point this has gotten to. You understand? There ain't many friends we got left. Got Russia, some right-wing Jews, what's left of the U.K., overrun by Islamicists. The big mega banks flushing the whole world economy down the toilet. A nuclear bomb of economic collapse about to hit. And we said the next tripwire, the next domino is a move against the right-wing Israeli government. And you know all hell is not breaking loose. It just broke loose. I'm going to say it again, every intelligence agency out there, you know we were hijacked by foreign criminals. You know this is a foreign takeover. It is your duty, not your right and not your prerogative, your duty
to release everything you've got and to not overthink it. And look, not that you're stupid, but you were hired because you're OCD, many of you. You were hired because you're neurotic about information. You were hired because you can be trusted. You were hired because you were compulsive. You were hired because you'd follow orders. I'm giving you orders. Your own soul's giving you orders. The current real president, not the fake, is giving you orders, like he said before. I don't know who's leaking all the crimes, but they're the ones committing the crimes. Leak them. That's the president of the United States, the real one. That's why the globalists are pissed, because finally we got a president after 2 decades that isn't an imposter. George W. Bush might have cared about the troops and might have actually thought he was doing a good job, but he wouldn't run anything. The guy's an idiot. Clinton's pure evil. Herbert Walker was evil. Machiavellian. Bought into dreams of this big world government. Well, guess what? We're 30 years later, and we don't like your world government. It stinks. Who's been holding longest? Philip in Pennsylvania on the air.
Hello, Alex. Nice to finally talk to you. I've been trying for 3 months. Now,
well,
you got
you
me worked up, too. I'm kind of sweating. It's cold as heck here in Pennsylvania. And now with this coming out of Israel, I think Israel's probably going to be the next place we go to war. I was thinking it would be here with the power grid and everything else you brought up. But as Pat McAfee would say, if a Russian program was found on that, it wasn't the Russians. You would use Chinese or another foreign government that we're against to do that with. So what do you think, Alex? What is our biggest threat right now? Because I'm freaking out. You have me totally shook.
Well, let's be clear. It was malicious malware that comes out of all these different countries. It's never been connected to the Russian government. A form of it has come out of Russia. And it's been tracked back to Russian hackers that just steal credit card numbers. That's not their government. It's retail fraud. It'd be like if retail Chinese hackers got on people's computers here, which they do. They're the biggest culprits. And then we blame China and call for war. The communist Chinese government has officially, for years, taken credit for the giant cyber attacks of the OPM hack that stole all the U.S. government personnel's private information. Now, Obama kept that secret for a year from the public. So when they blame some laptop that has some Russian origin malware on it, it's only playing to the public's ignorance about computers. I'm not that smart, and I know this is a fraud. All of the tech people began laughing within seconds of Friday's story. But still, McCain's calling for nuclear war. So again, a virus on somebody's computer that's malware that might have come from Russia a year ago, when every country has hackers doing stuff, is the excuse now for nuclear war with Russia. Yes, sir.
Yeah, that's where I'm at, too, and it's just very scary that they want to throw the nuclear war out at us. It just has me scared, because like you said, since he got elected, that, you know, you didn't feel safe, and I was like, why doesn't Alex Jones feel safe? Well, now I don't feel safe either, and I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart for giving America the real news of what's going on.
Well, thank you, brother. Listen, I realize people are in a trance. People are in a coma. People just get comfortable. They see their job. They see their house. Their TV show's on. Everything seems normal. It's kind of like one time I was like 8 years old, and I was in there watching a Christmas show. I think it was A Christmas Carol. My mom had ordered pizza, and she'd made brownies. We might have on a pizza, and we were sitting there at the coffee table watching TV. And all of a sudden, we see fire trucks and stuff pull up, and the neighbor's house, 2 doors down, had flames like 50 feet. I mean, it was just engulfed in flame, and the neighbors were coming out. It was like, you know, week before Christmas. And it's the same way. It's like we're sitting here watching TV, having a pizza, and everything looks normal in our town or our city. Meanwhile, the international order, our own country, our freedom, everything's being burned down around us. And so the fire's coming our way. We need to wake up to it and say no. Thank you, Philip. Andy in Kansas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex. I'm a first-time caller. I'm a huge fan. I love your work. Thank you so much for what you do. I've been sitting here, just my brain's going a million miles an hour. Really quick, we were originally in Minnesota. We just got out of there. We sold our house, put all our houses, everything in storage, and we are living in a little house on wheels in the middle of Kansas, trying to get to Texas. That's our goal. But I'm a writer for a small website in Minnesota, and I've been trying to fight on a local level a lot of the things that you talk about, but it's the local crazies in Minnesota, you know, Governor Dayton, it's nuts up there. But what I'm calling about is the power grid thing, because I got to get my brain to go. And
it's okay. Matt Bracken's coming on to talk about that, so you can hold a few more minutes. We'll talk to Matt. You'll be the first caller we go to. And then I'm going to turn the fourth hour over to Matt Bracken. But at the end of the fourth hour, we're going to air something very special. We're going to premiere something very special at the end of the fourth hour, coming up in about an hour and 40 minutes from now. We'll be back. I'm Alex Jones.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run.
20 minutes.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal-impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
The following statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out, the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated Fountain of Youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free samples specifically for our conservative friends. All they ask is that you chip in a few bucks to cover shipping. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Is the U.S. involved with any procuring of weapons, transfer of weapons, buying, selling, anyhow transferring weapons to Turkey out of Libya?
To Turkey? It is a big idea. A new world order.
How is it that this organization is so well funded, so organized?
Islamic State-linked militants have gained a stronger foothold in Libya, seizing new economically vital areas of the country.
The leader of ISIS in Libya is none other than Abdel Hakim Belhaj. And of course he was armed to the teeth by NATO.
A world in which there is the very real prospect of a new world order.
The Russians say they're negotiating with North Korea to hold joint military exercises. Kim Jong-un and Vladimir Putin teaming up, creating an ominous alliance against the United States.
Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is aggressively opposing the nuclear deal that the U.S. government is negotiating with Iran.
Saudi Arabia is apparently prepared to allow Israeli jets into its airspace to conduct attacks on Iran.
We have an unprecedented opportunity to build a new world order.
I set up a foundation
action in Ukraine and played an important part in events now.
Ukraine is set to receive the first tranche of an International Monetary Fund aid package.
We had brokered a deal to transition power in Ukraine.
Vladimir Putin is on the move.
Only when this transformation is complete will we be able to take full measure of the opportunities presented by this new and evolving world order.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
All right, we're going to continue with Andy and Don and Chris and Nick's calls in this hour. And then in the fourth hour, Matt Bracken, a best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, really smart guy, is going to be co-hosting the fourth hour. I just thought today, why am I going to host the fourth hour? I should let Matt Bracken do it. That way I'm not famously jumping in and interrupting. But the reason I do that is my brain just gets hammered with data and information. It's like last week, I thought, where did I first hear about fake news? Well, Communist China did it to ban internet news and control things and kill people in mass, arrest them, kill them, torture them in 96. But also in 2008, when Obama got in, Cass Sunstein wrote two papers at Chicago Business School and Harvard and gave those to Obama and promoted in government banning what they call fake news, having a national censor, finding people, having internet IDs and an internet social score and avatar, which China has now adopted to track you and then control you. That was passed into law two Friday nights ago, 9 days ago, the night before Christmas Eve, Friday night. So they're moving full speed ahead. Now, we were able to actually find this clip. We usually can't. Because I remember the day that Bracken was on. Every time he's on the last few months, he says, I'm worried about a false flag on or before the inauguration, a power grid out. He starts trying to get into it, and I jump in and say, you mean they're going to blame the Russians? He goes, yeah, of course. But in previous breakdowns, he's really gotten into it. And then they came out on Friday and said they have hacked Vermont. They tried to bring down the power grid. McCain came out and said we need to have war with Russia. I have the articles here. And then we put out an article, Merkel Phelan did, exposing the whole thing. And then the Forbes came out on Sunday and said fake news. Washington Post forced to retract their Russia hacking a power grid story. And we also, again, have the Associated Press, others admitting Washington Post stirs fear after false report of power grid hack by Russia. And then I started thinking, they're just getting it in our heads that it's going to be the Russians when this happens. Because this is the perfect thing, according to Bracken and others. And Bracken says, oh, I'm not that important. I'm a Navy SEAL in counterterrorism, Middle East. Oh, I'm not that important a writer or anything, blah, blah. But for my, I've got really smart sources. I didn't even know who Bracken was like a year ago. Because I'm a busy guy. There's so many great people out there. I miss stuff. And high-level folks said, well, we're not going to tell you classified stuff, but you don't have Matt Bracken on his scenarios about tattoo, you name it, or right on target. And there's been a deal, a pivot to the Muslims, to not just use them to destabilize stuff, Alex, and then we got an excuse to sell weapons. No, we're being double-crossed, and so is Israel. And I'm like, really? Israel's not going anywhere. And they're like, oh, yeah? They're going to remove the Israeli government. We have, quote, the globalists have, operatives inside there. Netanyahu got SWAT team raided today. The only message out is, he says, you know, don't laugh so fast about your corruption charges. They're saying he may be indicted. This is an incredible time to be alive. And why is that important? Whether you love Netanyahu or hate him. A lot of leftist Hollywood Jews especially hate him, want him out of there. Because, you know, how dare him not, you know, let all the Muslims in who would kill him in a minute. The point is he's siding with Trump and America. And so whether you're Russia or Israel or the U.S. or the U.K., anybody for nationalism and anybody for not being run by the big megabanks right ahead of their big collapse where they bring in total control is being called a government or enemy, you know, of the state. So you're being called government agent of Russia or Israel, or you're being called enemy of the state. This is what they do before giant wars. All historians admit, I mean, all of them, they're saying, yeah, this is pre-World War I type maneuvering. And now they pass a law to shut down free speech. They're doing all this. 17 days till Trump gets in. I can tell you, Trump knows the danger. I'm going to stop right there. Trump knows the danger. Notice the Washington Post says Trump reading InfoWars will cause an economic collapse. No, raising interest rates will. Am I for zero interest rates? No. They only gave a zero interest rate to the big banks. Now we deserve some zero interest rates ourselves, not forever. And that's what Trump wants to do. So they're trying to raise them to stall him. The point is they're the ones involved trying to overthrow his election, admitting they are. And they still intend, after the electors failed, and after the recount failed, and after all the failures, they're going for broke, and each time escalating. All they've got is a fake indictment and fake arrest, and having some crazy federal officers go in there and try this, or loading a helicopter full of C4 and flying it into his home or Trump Tower, or an inauguration. But I'm telling you, intellectually, historically, my sources, but also gut level, and that's what I really go with, I've never, I mean, Spidey sense, let's say maybe has gotten to DEFCON 3. We're at DEFCON 1, folks, okay? You can, so Matt Bracken, I want to take a few calls this hour and hand it over to you, but we have this clip of just last week. There's even more detailed clips the week before that where you laid out and I laid out this whole scenario, and now we're seeing it. What do you make of the situation we're in right now?
Well, the story in the Washington Post, I think, is huge. You almost cannot underestimate how the Washington Post is being used by a conduit. But I think that I'm actually a little bit optimistic because I think that they're still behind the curve. You know, they're still thinking that they're leading as the mainstream media, but they're actually trailing now. They're being outed so fast as fake news that their tricks aren't working. Like we said last week, once you see the wizard behind the curtain, you can't close the curtain and make us unsee it. We've seen the wizard. We know that the mainstream media is just feeding psyops propaganda. You know, the polls are nothing but propaganda. Right before the election, Hillary up 12 points, just propaganda. And it's not working. And when you see them trying to discredit Trump by associating him with InfoWars, it just shows how far behind the curve they really are. And they're stuck in the old paradigm, the paradigm that lost them the election. But that doesn't make them less dangerous.
I was about to say, yes, everything they do turns to crap. They have the opposite of a minus touch. The problem is they're insane. They're still in power. They're escalating each threat continuum level. I see this. The math's very easy. It spells disaster. I mean, they're really going to go for broke.
Well, they're doubling down. It's the old General Honoré doubling down on stupid. You know, they've got no other trick. The only trick that they've got is to attack the alt-right, you know, the conservative new media, but they're so far behind the curve, they don't realize they've already been left in the dust. They've become a laughing stock.
They are dinosaurs. I mean, Pelosi's like this. Reportedly, Hillary, everybody's falling apart. Pelosi is like someone in command now of the opposition with Soros, two doddering, insane people.
And Soros is definitely desperate. You know, Soros is seeing his entire castle crumbling before his eyes. And like Pelosi and some of the others, they're you know, multiple procedures to keep them from showing their real age.
So here's the next question. The week before Hitler committed suicide, he was giving orders to General Steiner, who had one-tenth the force Hitler thought he had, and was giving armies to, you know, orders to armies that were already destroyed. Have we reached that point where they're kind of just giving, like, they're giving orders to their legs, but we already cut their legs off? Or could they really try to start a war or something before they're removed? Because I know the intelligence agencies, I don't lionize them, but they are more awake than the average person and are really blocking what's happening.
Well, the intelligence agencies, but at the top, Clapper and Brennan, I don't trust at all. As far as I'm concerned, they're moles. As far as I'm concerned, they lean more towards traitor than patriot.
No, I totally agree, but so we know with U.S. intelligence that leaked the info is what I'm saying. That's their number one concern.
Well, in the next 3 weeks, we could definitely see something, you know, a true crisis, say, a chemical attack in Israel, something like that. I would put nothing off of
sure.
the table.
How big is it they're moving against Netanyahu? Obama wouldn't have moved against Netanyahu last week if he didn't have something he thought that was big, and now we know they're trying to indict and arrest Netanyahu. Police are at his house right now.
But it's so patently obvious. That's the thing. It's so obvious that this is Obama and Soros' desperation move. This is their going out the door, trying to, you know.
I totally agree. So what other moves do you think they have? Because you brought up the grid situation, and then it popped right out.
Yeah, this is really important. This is why my first novel, Enemies Foreign and Domestic, begins with a false flag operation. And for the purpose of putting in people's minds that don't always believe, you know, the obvious story that you see in the newspaper on TV, there can be other reasons, other things behind it. We're now at the point where any kind of a partial grid collapse in this country, people wouldn't think that it was Russia doing it. They would think it was Obama doing it. and Brennan and Clapper and, you know, the other Confederates that they have.
But they're so disconnected, as you just said, they may do it.
They may, but it's, you know, there's going to be a new sheriff in town and the forensics will still be around.
Sure. You know, so your gut's telling you that we've turned the tide then.
I hope so. That doesn't mean that they won't try something desperate.
No, but what's your gut tell you? I mean,
my gut tells me that something, you know, outrageous could happen in the next 3 weeks.
Yeah, that's what my gut
says. But I don't know that if it's going to, I don't know it's going to stop the inauguration. And the worst actions that they take at this point, all of the forensics, you know, the cyber forensics will be preserved. And when the new team comes in, people will be facing prison for any kind of, you know.
Well, I agree. You know, there's been this thing. Don't go after the last group and we'll leave you alone. Trump has to, just a part of duty, has to purge these people. I mean, thousands of people have to get indicted and go to prison, bare minimum.
Well, I like the fact that, you know, if Jeff Sessions is indeed approved, I think that there are probably, you know, dozens of nests of FBI agents with plenty of integrity. They've been keeping their private file all along.
Oh, yeah. The FBI in New York has all the pedophile stuff.
Yeah, well, not only the pedophile stuff, but I mean all of the pay to play for Hillary at the State Department. You know, all of these things.
They tried to bribe them on tape. Three different groups of FBI, they would bribe them on the spot, and they would say, the FBI would say, it came out in WikiLeaks, and in the congressional hearing, I mean, as you know, they'd say, this is illegal. And they go, no, we've been given authorization by the Secretary of State to make these offers of jobs if you'll drop this. I mean, talk about arrogance, Matt.
Well, just wait until the new regime is in power, and these FBI agents that were told to stand down that have been, you know, grinding their teeth for the last year and a half. But meanwhile, they've been still continuing their investigations because that's what they do. These senior investigators, it's in their bone marrow. Telling them to stand down just makes them dig in harder, like trying to pull a bone away from a mad pit bull. You know, you can order the pit bull to drop the bone, but he's just going to hide it. And, you know, you're not going to take it away from him. And these investigators, I think that they're going to put files that are practically complete in front of Jeff Sessions. Then it'll be between DOJ and President Trump.
No, I agree. No, Trump is actually going to go after him. They know that. I don't know why Trump's in a double game then, acting conciliatory in public when he's planning to go after him when they already know.
Well, he has to act conciliatory in public because, you know, you don't want to warn the person that has still got the nuclear football being carried around behind him. You know, you don't want to overtly warn the guy in the open that, you know, you might be facing prison time.
No, I agree, but they know it's bull.
I don't know. I mean, they've got to be desperate. Now, you know, Obama, I think he could even leave the country. I mean, come to it. But I think a lot will be exposed. Remember, Trump was also, and, you know, this is where the mainstream media, they try to discredit all of these along with, say, Pizzagate, things like that. Find one false allegation in a thousand Reddit replies and discredit the entire actual conspiracy. But Trump never did believe the Obama background fiction. Personally, I think he was born in Hawaii, but just his father was probably Frank Marshall Davis.
That's 100%.
So he wrote the book and made the movie.
It's 100%. It's his photos of him in the same couch, same house. It's in his book. His grandfather was CIA. They admitted Davis was, quote, like his dad. He stayed there the summers. And then
a pedophile.
Yeah.
A pornographer and a pedophile.
That's right.
You know, who swung both ways. Imagine him as the mentor to your teenage boy.
And by the way, as you know, since you seem to know about this, it's well documented. Davis is one of the head communists using sex crimes and sex infiltrators to try to infiltrate and take over the Democratic Party and black groups. He ran newspapers all over the country. He was actually got direct orders from the Politburo. So the father of Obama was one of the highest level Soviet spies in this country for 30 years.
Right. And to me, it's hard not to think that we must be in some kind of an end time or fourth turning or whatever you want to call it, because to me, it's like the plot of Rosemary's Baby or one of these Damien movies. You know, you've got the baby of, you know, the left Lucifer and the Islam Lucifer becoming president of the United States. If you submitted that
you
as a
make that up.
To Hollywood, they would think it was outrageous, but it happened.
Who first said, you're a writer, who first said truth stranger than fiction? Because it is.
Absolutely. It's frequent that coincidences happen, and I say, I could never put that in a book. It's just not believable. But they actually do happen.
I mean, they really are. Let me ask this question. I'm going to take a few phone calls and hand the show over to you. I'm going to play this clip from last week where you predicted the whole power plant thing, and they start rolling that out, and they're clearly beta testing it. I don't get it. They conquered America, the globalists. They run it. Why then kill the prosperity, go after people, and wreck it all when they're in charge of it? It's crazy.
Well, it's like World War II when the Germans are at the knocking at the door of Moscow and Stalingrad. It looks like you're on the verge of complete victory and annihilation of your enemies, but really the wave has gone all the way up the beach as far as it's going to go. And from then on, it's on the way out. So the globalists are looking at Brexit and then Trump and now a slew of elections coming up in Europe, and the globalists are going to be trounced. And we're now in the post-Moscow, post-Stalingrad phase of World War II, where they get beaten all the way back.
I agree. I use that analogy constantly because it's so true. They put all their energy and everything in, and now, just like a wave going back, everything's reversing. And historically, as you know, these are 100-year waves. They've got 100 years of being backpedaling now, and they finally get it.
I think this is a grand super cycle. I think a Kondratiev cycle, which is, you know, enough generations that nobody remembers the last big, you know, Great Depression.
I agree. This is a mega quickening.
This is a millennial cycle. I think this would have to be considered a super cycle.
I agree. Have you read all their writings of their own people? Because they think we're dumb and don't read, you know, editorials he puts out, Soros or Financial Times. They admit everything's destroyed. It's over. Oh, my God, they're going to hang us. Red alert. I mean, they are in panic mode right now.
And remember, they do believe that they have parachutes. This makes them very dangerous because they personally think that no matter what happens, they can jump on their Gulfstream and fly to Patagonia or to New Zealand or one of the other places where they have an estate with 5 years worth of generator.
They have armored redoubts.
Yeah, so they think that no matter what, they get away. So that makes them dangerous in a sense that, you know, a family man, nobody living in a city or the suburbs actually wants to see the grid go down, chaos and cannibalism.
But the elites hate the public, and they even talk about it and get off on it. But here's what they don't get. Literally, the most hardcore group, most patriotic, most anti-New World Order is the soldiers, and the best of those are then the security people. I don't know of security people that don't hate every one of them and basically have a deck of cards wanting to kill them. Don't they get that as soon as they have this nuclear war scenario and they're in a bunker, that day one, the security guys are going to walk in and say, sorry, we're going to kill you right now, and by the way, your family right along with you. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, and it's not only the active duty and the actively employed security guys. I would say everybody from approximately the Vietnam, just in terms of age, everybody from the Vietnam generation on.
When they have nothing to lose, don't these globalists realize that they're going to have like 10 million soldiers coming after them?
Well, it's even more than that because, you know, we've been world leaders at training guerrillas. I mean, the special forces mission, you know, the Green Berets, the Army Special Forces, their bread and butter mission is to go into a place and train guerrillas. Well, you take one Green Beret. I don't care if he's 60 or if he's, you know, 26. You take one Green Beret and a Boy Scout troop, and in a month, you know, you've got a guerrilla platoon. So it's much more than the individual former spec ops guy or infantry, airborne, ranger.
No, I agree, but I'm saying the very security of all these people literally hate their guts.
Including the pilots. You know, when they don't fly their own jets, with very few exceptions.
Oh, that's another point. I don't know a pilot
are all ex-Navy and Air Force. Their pilots might turn around and land them at a secure facility in Omaha instead of flying to Patagonia. Something they might want to think
about.
And
by the way, Matt Bracken, we're not just saying this to feel good. I mean, we're really telling the truth right now. So that's why it's important. I mean, when I hear the way Soros and Hillary treat their security people, I mean, they treat them like, it's even on top of it, they treat them like filth. They have no idea what's going to happen to them.
Well, it's not, when you say security, I'm thinking military ex-military, former military.
No, that's who they have. Yeah, no, sure, sure. It's like Blackwater type people.
Right. And, you know, in Benghazi, the 13 hours thing, you know, the SEAL community counts the former SEAL as a SEAL. He's not, you know, a guy who just used to be a SEAL. He's considered a SEAL doing his duty. Now he's working for the CIA, or he might be working private security for the State Department, what have you. But these guys, former and active, they still have that military ethos, and they do take their oath very seriously, the oath to defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic. So these, and it, this goes doubly for the pilots. You know, you don't just come out of Emory Riddle flight school and go fly Gulfstreams for George Soros. You know, the guy that is flying for George Soros might hate his guts. He might be an ex-Air Force guy. And when it comes time to fly him to Patagonia, the plane might land inside of Area 51, you know, surrounded by, you know, white Air Force pickup trucks. So it's something that these people that have a Gulfstream escape plan should really think about, the loyalty of their pilots when they get in that airplane.
By the way, we're not just saying this. That's why, I mean, we just kicked their ass all over the world in the last year. Don't they get that the move is happening? This is the counteroffensive. We're winning every battle, and they think they're going to double down against us and beat us. I agree we're going to beat them. I just hope they don't start a nuclear war in the process, Matt.
That's right. I'm heartened by this Washington Post article because it's such a false note. It's a puny, it's like a little counterattack. You know, even in the spring of 45, you know, after the Battle of the Bulge, you know, in the Hürtgen Forest and all of it, the Germans were still capable of launching small counterattacks. Back in the bunker, Hitler's thinking that these were actually going to work. You know, the German generals didn't think they were going to work. They were just going to, okay, well, that's, you know, the Americans have left us an opening, we'll attack. But this pitiful little Washington Post grid down scenario story is such an obvious fake news story. It was debunked so quickly. Now they, just like with my story about the shooting into the stadium, my first novel, they've taken grid down off of their playbook. It wouldn't work now. It's too, you know,
and you just said it. That's why we're harping on it, Matt, is to take it off the table.
That's right. We take it off the table. Nobody would believe it. They'd say Putin, and we'd say Obama and Soros.
But that's why the listeners still have to get this out. We've got to point out that Drudge carried our article, gets a lot of the credit. It's not about credit. We need to know the conduits we've got. Within 24 hours, it was all over the news that it was fake. And it was MSM saying, Washington Post, you're fake. I love seeing them eat their own, which shows a lot of MSM's getting it. Hey, we're betting on the wrong team. How long until that metric hits and we see an almost total conversion of their own people?
I don't know. I think we've seen a few, but I mean, you know, Politico still has Glenn Thrush. He's still going on NPR as an expert.
Sure, but Politico came out and said it was fake the next day too. That's one of them.
You know. But I mean, but people like Glenn Thrush, who said in his own emails, his Podesta emails, I'm a hack. Right.
He's still been promoted the New York Times.
Right, but he's still going on NPR and PBS as an expert. So, I mean, without admitting that he already admitted he was a hack and a propagandist. So I don't see many of them, much house cleaning going on.
All right, Matt, stay there. I'm going to come back, go to a few calls in the short segment, and hand the reins to you, Matt Bracken. EnemiesForeignDomestic.com is our guest. I'm Al Shows, InfoWars.com. I skip breaks, you name it. We need your support. We are doing store-wide free shipping, and it's going to end Wednesday because we have to. We've sold out of most of the nutraceuticals, most of the supplements. We're almost sold out of the Trump is my president red shirt. We've got the Hillary for President 2017 shirt. DNA Force has been sold out. It's like 10 of our products are sold out that are their nutraceuticals. We've got Brain Force with 20% more each bottle, 33% off and free shipping. Additional 10% off with promo code. There's a bunch of promo codes. Additional 10% off. They're on the site. We sign up for auto ship. Whether it's Supermel Vitality or Brain Force, it's your purchase, financing, and funding this operation. So I want to thank you all for your support. But we're sold out of a lot of our nutraceuticals. Take advantage of the others. It may be weeks or months till more of it comes back in. InfoWarsStore.com. We'll come back and take a few final calls and hand the baton to Matt Bracken on Alex Jones.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.